From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has made the first ever personal pitch from a U.S. president to secure the Olympic Games. In Copenhagen, he encouraged the International Olympic Committee to award the 2016 Summer Olympics to his adopted hometown, Chicago.
But above all, I come as a faithful representative of the American people. And we look forward to welcoming the world to the shores of Lake Michigan and the heartland of our nation in 2016.
Other cities in the running are Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo. September's unemployment figures come out today, and analysts expect unemployment inched up from 9.7 to 9.8%. They say the latest numbers are an important barometer of whether the labor market is slowly improving. Danielle Carson reports.
Is the job market finally warming up as the weather cools down?
The pace of layoffs is declining slowly, but I don't think as far as workers are concerned, they are seeing much in the way of an economic recovery.
Gary Bertlis is an economist with the Brookings Institution. He says Wall Street pays attention to payroll numbers. Employers laid off more than 200,000 workers in August. They'll start hiring when the downturn stops eating into their bottom line.
Workers' job prospects will improve when employers see a lot more robust demand for what they produce. But that's still a ways off, I'm afraid.
The labor market could be stabilizing. The number of claims for unemployment benefits has been running above 500,000 a week, compared to 600,000 last spring. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
There was a sharp drop in auto sales in the U.S. last month, and that was just about as analysts had predicted after the government's Cash for Clunkers program ended. General Motors sales plummeted 45% from a year before. This is NPR News. At least 169 people are now confirmed dead in the aftermath of Tuesday's tsunami in the Samoan Islands. Relief supplies and rescue teams continue to flow in from the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. But as Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, Tonga, one of the nations hit by the tsunami, is still in need.
Roughly 1,000 people are stranded on the northernmost island of the small Pacific nation of Tonga, many with just the clothes they were wearing when the tsunami hit. It's an hour and a half flight from Tonga's main island, and only one plane has been able to land on the small damaged runway, a twin-propeller passenger plane that so far has only been able to ferry out four critically injured people. A French naval ship in waters nearby when the tsunami hit is loading up with relief supplies at Tonga's main island, but it won't arrive at the northern island until Sunday. Australia has also dispatched a naval ship to Tonga. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Stock prices fell around the world today. This is NPR News. The Obama administration says it will ban federal employees from sending text messages while driving government vehicles. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood made the announcement at the end of a two-day summit on distracted driving.
This order sends a very clear signal to the American public that distracted driving is dangerous and unacceptable. It shows that the federal government is leading by example. This is a big deal.
LaHood also said he will seek regulations to ban truck and bus drivers from texting and to restrict the use of cell phones by rail operators. The government says nearly 6,000 people were killed last year by distracted drivers. 18 states and the District of Columbia have banned texting while driving. 7 states and D.C. have banned use of handheld cell phones. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Mudslides in the Sicilian city of Messina have left several people dead and several others missing. Officials tell the Associated Press that the mudslides during an overnight rainstorm swept away cars and caused several buildings to collapse. Filipino officials have ordered evacuation of people in coastal areas today as another typhoon heads their way. Typhoon Parma, described as a superstorm, threatens more devastation a week after flash floods from another typhoon killed nearly 300 people in the Manila area. Rescuers in the port city of Padang, Indonesia, are searching for survivors of Tuesday's earthquake, which the United Nations estimates has killed more than 1,000 people. Heavy equipment is being sent to move fallen masonry. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.